Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey, folks, we're mustering up some old pepper. We're pulling out that was the whole thing. Give me the old pepper. Was it pepper?
Yeah, pepper.
Yeah, pepper was something.
Pepper's good.
Salt and pepper. What a man. Shoop.
Pepper, spice, everything nice.
Spice Girls.
Ducks on the pond. Did you ever get into the Spice Girls? I never was attracted to any of them. I hated the music. I hated what they looked like.
I was into them. I mean, the Spice Women now are hags. But at the time, Sporty was hot. The black one. No, wait. The Sporty was the lesbo. There was a black one was scary, which looking back is...
Really? Is that right?
It's a little inappropriate, yeah.
That's really funny.
This is Baby Spice, and the black one, she's scary.
That's hilarious. What a different time.
I know.
Now, forget about it. But I guess she named herself scary.
She did, yeah. Then there was Sporty, there was Posh, then there was Baby, who looked like a kid, which also would be weird now.
Yeah.
And then there was...
Not Chuck.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, there's a couple of the comics. Kevin Spacey. But then there was Pussy Spice or Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice. I like that.
Yeah, she was the redhead.
Yeah, I never got a good look at them. They were all big and colorful and wacky.
Yes.
To me, they came with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, and they just stood for something that really bothered me. I could not even look at the video
Crazy.
Or the photos. It just really made me mad.
Agreed, and they got so big, and it was right in our age era, too. It was... What was that damn song?
If you want to be my lover.
That was it.
Scuba-da-boop-ba-bow. And then there was the other one that was like, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to up.
Same song.
Oh, that's the same song.
Yeah, that's all they had, but they sold out arenas with that shit. But it was, if you really listen to the lyrics, it's pretty wacky. It's like, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Right.
Which at the time, you're like, great.
But
I'll fuck your friends.
It must have meant like, you got to be cool with my friends. But all I want to do is fuck my wife's friends.
Of course. Same here. Yeah. But a couple of them I thought were hot. A couple of nice spice racks.
Yeah, I'm sure if I look back now, I would see it or get it. But people think I'm cunty now with the Sopranos and the thing. You should have seen me when I was 17. I mean, if someone came in listening to Uncle Cracker, forget about it. I'd kick the radio in.
Uncle Cracker, Daddy Cracker, Fudge Packer. I'm with you on all of them. They Corn... Prodigy, all that shit. We were done.
And that and Come Around, We'll Kick Your Asses. Remember that
one? I
didn't
know that one.
That was Don't Give Up, You Got the Spirit in You.
All right.
So fuck goo, but I like to drink goo. Or whatever it was. You don't remember that one?
Goo Gobbler.
Emma Namon, Whitman Hansen. That's where I went to high school. But whatever, it's something about Hansen.
Oh, no, I don't. I know that one now, but no, that I hated all that.
There was the video, he's like walking, he had a hat on, he would flip it or something, and then he literally was like, we'll kick your asses. It was
what?
Like, what are you doing, will you?
I don't think you will.
No, not with that hat.
Maroon 9? What is that one?
No, Maroon 5, they stink also.
There was a guy with a fedora. Mraz.
Oh, Jason Mraz.
Yes.
Well, that's
yes.
a guilty pleasure.
Oh.
Well, I had a girlfriend. That was years later.
Oh,
Jason
okay.
Mraz was like mid-2000s. We were out of high school. But I had a girlfriend at the time, and she liked that song that was like, Scoop-boo-ba-doop-boo. What's that? It starts off like that, and then it goes, hold on, I'll think of it. Fuck.
Yeah,
look into your heart and you'll find love, love, love. That song was like my girlfriend had it, and I was like, hey, all right, I'm chill. You know when you try to be chill?
Yeah.
You ever go to that period where you're like, I'm going to listen to Jack Johnson and Jason Mraz, and I'll be a chill guy?
Yeah, I like Johnson.
Johnson I love. That's that's a big guilty pleasure.
Same with me. I love John. I don't even think it's that guilty. That's an innocent pleasure. He's all right.
I know. But guilty pleasure means other people call you a homo.
That's
I have
true.
No guilt. I go to the shows. I love him. I think
sure.
he's fantastic. But other people are like this. You just keep it quiet. Maybe we'll bleep that. I think we got to stop saying so much.
Yeah, maybe. It's coming
back.
Lose
the money and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you get demon.
Well, we don't get money from YouTube anyways. I don't know what's going on
there.
Yeah,
what the hell? We could have been making millions. Well, hundreds.
Hundreds?
What the hell? YouTube? And then they cut you out for saying the old C-bomb. What are we doing here, Ute?
I know. I think I might have made a strategic error by not mentioning I was demonetized the 4 hours that I was on Rogan.
What? That was the whole game plan.
I probably should have said that.
I texted you the day before. You're like, this is my game plan. I'm going in with this. It's going to be big. And I said, that's gold.
I know. But you know what? He's talking. You're talking. Yeah. Everyone's talking. And next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. And he goes, well, that's the end of the show. And you go, I said cunt. I lost all my money.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he's tough. He's tough to slip into. You know, he's got 12 minutes on Elk, Spaceships, and On It.
So what's on it?
On it is that powder he drinks to make his dick bigger.
Oh, he's got a lot of supplements over there. That's always snorting something, eating something, drinking something, smoking something.
Not a vaccine, but all the other ones, he's got it in there. And he makes money off of all. He's got a little coin put into every one of those supplements, and the people buy them.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, he's always got something cooking, but it's hard because you also don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, stop the press, Joe. I got to tell you something.
Yes,
you don't want to go
yes.
in there, hey, excuse me. But I probably should have talked about it. Because I'm getting a little bump, but it would have been a big bump if I had been like, the man, he's keeping me down.
I know. Damn, that would have been the clip, too. Hey, Joe gets demonetized. Censorship.
Right.
Oh, RFK Jr., come on, save me.
Right. I don't know. That wasn't a great impression.
Who's that?
That was RFK. I was yes ending.
I thought it was Uncle Cracker. All right.
Which one was he? He looked like the guy from Smash Mouth, but that's a different guy.
That's a different guy. He died.
Right.
And then we were at Skankfest, and ICP was there.
Yeah, I never got into that scene
either. Oh, hated all that. It was really just one of them, so it was just IC. There was no posse.
Is that right?
It was only the one guy.
No kidding.
I can't remember their names are crazy. There's Violent J and then like Scrappy Doo or Punch Drunk something.
I think so. There was only one guy.
There was only one guy at Skankfest, but there's a posse of insane clowns.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying it was like there was no posse ever.
Oh no. At Skank, I only saw the guy was alone.
Violent J
and
Shaggy 2 Dope.
Shaggy 2 Dope. I was close with Scrappy Doo.
Oh, because that would have been fun if it turned out the whole time it was just one guy and he called himself Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, especially if it had multiple personalities.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun posse.
It's kind of like
my ex-wife.
You kind of find out years later that Nine Inch Nails is basically just Trent Reznor. There's no other real band members.
Really? But he had to have a drum thing.
Well, he would record with a guy, and then he would record with other people.
Got it.
Like, Nine Inch Nails was this thing that he kind of created.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, there's John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles.
Sure. Yeah, looking back on that, those are some dark times. Like Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson, you know, it's like, I wanna fuck you like an animal. You're in there driving to school with your mom, like, ew, this is a little nutty.
The beautiful people.
Yeah, all that stuff. Like, we're going to soccer practice.
Well, and then they blamed them for the Columbine business.
That's right, and the rap gangs.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably did a little more damage.
Oh, did you ever see that Tom Cotter bit? How do you feel about that Tommy Cott?
Tom Cotter?
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's a solid comic, but he's got that bit. It's probably his best work, where he goes up the Baby It's Cold Outside is like offensive.
Yeah.
It's like a rapey song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but the number one song is Wet Ass Pussy. So he sings them both. He says the lyrics. He's like, this one is censored.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you better come inside. It's cold out there. And then he's like, and this one is the number one song, which is not censored. I want you to jizz at my ass, you fucking N-word, N-word.
Cotter does that?
He does the whole thing, and it went viral.
No, you got the wrong comic, right?
Cotter.
Tom Cotter?
Harry Potter? What's his name?
Tom Cotter's like clean as a whistle, America's
I'm telling
Got
you,
Talent.
Give it a goog there, C-Man.
Oh,
C-Note.
Wow. I'd like to see it because Tom usually doing more of a button-up thing, which is also very funny.
Punned, a lot of punnies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but he does this.
It's this guy, and it blew up, and it's a great it's a great vehicle.
And he says pussy and jizz and cum and all that, or whatever the lyrics
he
are.
He says pussy. I know that, but wow. he doesn't. There's a lot of beeping and a lot of like I can't read the rest of this. But
oh wow, no kidding. Yeah, that's Cotter, all right. I think I'm always seeing him at corporate gigs or whatever.
You give it, maybe quietly give it a listen and see if you hear any obscenities. But
he says, I can hear it.
Is this pussy? Yeah. You kind of have to for the bit because it's the name of the song.
Well, all his stuff is great, but I didn't picture. I was thinking maybe it was Tom. Who was the other Tom that was really funny? He's not around anymore.
Tommy Pope. No, he's around. Tom Papa.
No.
Tom Dustin.
McCaffrey.
Tom McCaffrey. He was great.
Yeah, very funny. Is he dead? Where did he go?
He started rapping, unfortunately, and he caused Columbine.
Oh,
so I think he quit the whole thing.
Well, that's a wrap on him. Well, yeah. We got to get into some stuff. By the way, we haven't even touched Europe, which is exciting.
Let me pull that up.
I'm exhausted. I've been moving. I want to commit suicide. I'm too tired. So let me just shove this right over to you. And
please.
Take a nap. Put my feet up and go to sleep.
Well, please chime. You got to chime. I need you to chime there.
I know about the chime.
All right.
Believe me, I chime.
Wind chime.
You got to balance the chime because otherwise it's like, oh, this Nazi keeps chiming in.
Yeah, you know what I hate is the seatbelt chime in the car. And then it goes up now. It goes bung, 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 bung. Oh. It's getting angrier if you're not putting the seatbelt on. And I like to ride it out.
Did I tell you? First of all, not wearing a seatbelt, one of the dumbest things anyone's ever done ever. Just outrageous. You're better off taking drugs from people randomly.
Also doing it.
It just makes no sense.
Well, I'm in a world of hurt because I told you I'm not the life insurance problem I'm having.
Uh-huh.
They got me on the drug use, and I lied. They go, hey, you use a bunch of drugs. And I go, no. And they pulled up the Protect Our Parks. Joe Rogan's throwing mushrooms in my mouth like I'm a seal. I'm like, arr, 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 arr. And we're doing beer bongs out of an eagle's ass, you know. And they're like, Jesus Christ, you said you had two drinks a week, you know, whatever. So turn down for life insurance. And then we pushed back, and they're like, all right, we'll reconsider. And then they go, you know, your license is suspended.
Mm.
And I go, what? I've been driving for a year. They're like, it got suspended in 2021. I was like, I've been renting cars.
Suspended. I mean, that should be flagged if you're trying to rent cars.
That's what I said. God hates flags. So I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you have to get this fixed. So I have to go to the DMV tomorrow. And she's like, your insurance is expired. You got to fix that. I was like, God damn. So I'm all over the road.
Yeah, my registration has expired as of whatever, 4 days ago.
Uh-huh.
I got to drive to Philly, and that's annoying. But that usually you get a couple days leniency.
True.
And you go, I'm on my way right now. Don't worry about it. I mean, a suspended license, that's you go to jail.
What?
I don't think you pass go.
Oh,
driving on a 200. Suspended license, of course.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to get it fixed tomorrow because I'll be doing some driving in the D.C. area this weekend. The DMV, ironically. I'll go to the DMV twice.
Well, there you go. I was just in Nashville, which I think I don't like Nashville as a city. We can talk about that in a few minutes.
You're going to get some hate.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I think that I'll just do it now real quick.
Get it out.
I think many people will agree with me. I think the parking sucks.
Okay.
The city wasn't ready for the massive influx. And everywhere you want to park, you got to scan a QR code. And then the QR code, people start texting you and emailing you. So you got all these QRs everywhere up the ass.
God.
I don't know why we can't have fucking parking meters.
Yes.
And then Matt Wayne and I tried to go to I'm not joking, on a Friday, not Saturday, Friday, to go get breakfast.
Okay.
Six places. Line out the door. Sundress, little cowboy boots and a hat. Woo! Ow! And if you go, it's an hour and 45-minute wait. All right, well, breakfast near me.
Yep.
0.3 mile. All right, we'll go here. Line out the door everywhere. They're not ready for the infrastructure-y stuff.
No.
I couldn't get a fucking breakfast. And I'm not looking to have brunch with my girls.
No.
And get champagne and orange juice. I'm looking to grab three scrambled eggs, a waffle, some oatmeal, some mixed fruit, and shove it all into my ass real quick.
Of course. It's amazing how many people are getting married. Is everyone in Nashville getting married? It's all bachelorettes.
I don't get it. I've never seen anything like it. At one point, by the way, a guy smashed a glass and started screaming at a waitress.
What?
Like, we were all waiting. I don't know what happened. They were like thuggy guys, like tattoos under the eye, gold teeth, and like, fuck you, motherfucking bitch. And this woman, the bitch, she really, like, she was like Ronnie K to my Costanza. Okay. She was like, all right, you going to pay your bill or not? And the guy was like, fuck you, bitch. I'll fucking hit you,
whoa.
Bitch. I ain't pay. He's like, let's get up on out of here. And he was like,
whoa.
And smashed his glass. And she was like, all right, well, you smashed the glass, but you owe me $38.
Wow.
And she went out into the parking lot and like stood in front of the car and was like, and the manager was like, Cheryl, get out of there. And she was like, well, she's not paying me.
Wow.
And they were like
that.
It was crazy. I was like, this woman is nuts.
Wow, she's like a superhero. She's like a bouncer in a skirt named Babs.
Well, by the way, Babs Kramer? By the way,
Cosmo.
This is similar to, maybe I'm just getting old and in dad mode, safety first, but it's similar to not wearing a seatbelt where you're like, if you got a crazy group of guys with tattoos on their faces and gold teeth that are smashing glasses and calling you a cunt.
Right.
Go ahead and let that one slide.
Of course. That's a lady thing where they're like, well, he won't hit me. What are you going to do? And they stand in front of your car and you're like, why wouldn't he hit you? He's got a face tattoo.
Yes.
You think he's not going to hit a waitress?
Men can hit you.
Yes. I mean, physically, they can. Yeah, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't, and yada, yada.
It's
but
wrong. But yeah, they could really blow your head off.
Yeah, I mean, it was a wild scene. But anyways, yeah, we waited an hour. We never even got breakfast. We had to go to Starbucks and get, like, bagels and donuts and just eat. And even the Starbucks had a line at the door. And this is Friday, not Saturday.
Yeah, why aren't they working?
That's what I don't understand. And then the traffic sucks. It's, like, it's similar to, like, L.A. It's, like, that side street traffic. Like, not highway gridlock, but, like, red light. Like, you can't get through the light cycle.
Right.
And then downtown, forget it. That's just bachelorette-y nonsense. And yeah, those are my big arguments.
I think the people are nice. There's a lot of cool stuff coming there. Some hot restaurants and cool buildings. But yeah, no, I'm with you. It was a charming, cute. It had the honky tonk vibe and all that. But it also had a down home country feel. And now that's all been pushed out with the bachelorettes. It's a scene now.
It's very sceney. It's very LA. It's very sparkly and we're cool and this thing. And it's kind of tilted a different way. And I will say this, Matt Wayne was opening, one of my best buddies, one of the funniest guys, got a new special coming up. He's filming it October 21st.
Ooh.
I'm producing. It's very exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very fun. But he is a vegetarian.
Oh, no.
And the big thing in Nashville is barbecue and your steak and your thing.
The
so
hot
I didn't
chicken.
Get my barbecue and the hot chicken, yes, of course. So it's hard because you're like, well, I don't want to make him sit there while I'm eating my hot chicken and barbecue.
Yeah.
So that subtracted from the experience to some degree.
When did he go veg?
Oh, years and years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I will say my dad, who had some health problems, that he went vegetarian and he's straight as an arrow.
Well, don't tell that to your boy.
Huh?
Big Rogan.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never be invited back to the show.
That's true. Well, he knows some veg.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Sean O'Malley was a veg for a while. He was
no
a vegan.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah, vegan UFC.
Wow, you don't hear that every day.
No, it's like a straight priest.
Yeah.
All right, we got there.
But anyways, I don't know what made me digress into Nashville.
You Soprano, Nashville, put it in the bucket of shit you hate that you're going to get shit for.
I think that Nashville, I think other people will agree. The traffic, the parking, the
agreed.
Lack of breakfast, the bachelorettes.
And I'll tell you, Austin's on his way there. The needle's almost to the red, where there's too many people. They don't have the infrastructure. The traffic's crazy. The homeless are crazy. The garbage is piling up. The drugs, it's happening.
Right. Yeah, it's a little interesting. But
yeah.
I forget what it's called. Oh, I remember why I went into Nashville real quick.
I see.
Real quick, and then I'm never talking again. You talked about the seatbelt beeping.
Yeah, bong.
I rented a car. They told me free upgrade. It was a caravan, which is annoying. I thought it was going to be like a Challenger or something like that.
What's
like a minivan.
Oh.
I was like a soccer dad. But that fucking seatbelt thing, I always wear my seatbelt. It's pretty easy, pretty comfy. It saves your life. A lot of stats. And it started doing the thing. Boom, boom. Mm. And it says, put seatbelt on. And I'm like, oh, it must not be clicked in. So I click it. It's clicked. I'm pulling on it.
Yep.
Dong, dong. So
Jesus.
I unbuckle. I rebuckle.
Yeah.
Dong, dong. Unbuckle, rebuckle. And the irony is, you want me to wear my seatbelt. I am wearing my seatbelt, but now I'm taking it off because you're telling me I'm not wearing it.
Oh, it's a bad bong.
So I had to keep going. And I mean, I'm telling you what. I was already snapping because I could never find parking and the traffic and the breakfast.
Right.
So I was like, fucking motherfucker! I mean, I got a bit of a temper. So I just kept going crazy. I had to pull over, turn the car off, turn the car back on, and then I don't know what happened, but it was all kinds of bongs. It was more bongs than, you know, Ari's house.
Right, right. Beer bong. Yeah, bong water. Well, that sucks. Yeah, that town will take it out of you. But the club is nice. The people are nice. Like Theo lives out in the burbs, and it's just it looks like cribs.
Right.
Same
yeah.
with Nate.
I think Nate as well. So you know, the shows were all killer. The club is great. Lucy's great. Obviously, I love Nate. I didn't hear back from him.
Ah.
Vandy's a beautiful campus. We went to the football game. Yada yada. But you know, it was one of those things where you're like, this is bothering me.
Yeah, well, it makes you appreciate the Raleighs or the Denver's on its way, but like, there's a couple of little towns, like even La Jolla, you know, where it's still just chill.
Right, Madison, I love.
Madison's a good one.
Yeah, Madison, I love. Tacoma, I love. The downtown's shady. Tampa,
yeah.
I love.
Yeah, love Tampa.
Houston, I love. Austin, I love. New York, Baltimore, Philly, D.C.
Sure, sure, yeah. All great. So, yeah, they're out there, but the scene-y really fucks it up. And it doesn't last. I feel like the scene comes and goes, and then you're left with a pile of shit when everybody leaves the town.
Well, it's also one of those. I think what adds to it is the idea that it's like, Nashville, baby!
Yeah,
we're going
yeah.
Nashville! Like, the pride in the town takes from the joy of the town.
Yeah, yeah. Just be town. Be a town. Don't make it a thing. Don't make it weird. Every
right.
town's got to be weird.
But I loved all the people that came out. A lot of fans sold tickets, made money. Grateful. Come back next time, please. I love the city. It's one of the best cities.
Yes, there you go.
Easily. Best city. Smashville.
This week, you're in my favorite club, Philly Helium.
That's right. Well, last week, I guess.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
But, yeah. Philly. Love it.
Love it. Well.
Hit me with it. I mean, we got it. You're all over the place. Amsterdam, Dublin, London, my mother's ass.
I got this long of notes, but I'm just going to try to boil it down to the hits.
All right. Well, give us the best of, I mean, make it a couple episodes. You're in Europe for 40 days, 9 countries. I mean, don't be shy.
I know. It's just one of those things where, like, people keep going, how was Europe? And I start talking, and I can tell they're like, because you're like, oh, unless I say I got hit by a car or I met Hitler's daughter, people are kind of, they bail out. Like, I go right to the sex club now because people are bored.
Right.
So I'm going to try to keep it spicy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was an amazing trip. I will say I'll probably never go on a month trip again. That's a little much.
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, especially since you're, boom, you're in this theater. Hey, we're doing it. All right, okay, let's hit the bar. We got to go see this town we're in. This is amazing. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, shit. We got a flight in 20 minutes. Pack everything up. Get an Uber. Get to the airport. Go through customs. Where's my passport? Get on the flight. You hate your seat. There's no air conditioning. The fat guy's next to you. He's got BO. Land. Get the Uber. Check into a new hotel. Show's in 20 minutes. All right. Get to the show. Sell the, you know, it just wears on you after a while.
Of course. Yeah. It's a lot.
It's
travel in general is just a lot. There's different water, different schedules,
yes.
jet lag, the whole thing, and there's that pressure to like really do it.
Right, right.
You don't have a day where you're like, let's watch Netflix today.
Exactly.
You know?
I was almost grateful when it rained because you're like, now I don't feel bad about staying in.
Right.
And people send you these, oh, you're going to Lisbon? Here's 8 million restaurants. We don't get to go any of them because you're there, you're in, you're out, you do the show.
Right. Yes, it's hard. It's hard to try to do a city in a day.
Yes, exactly. And another country the next day.
Yeah, it's a weird, I've been there. It's
yeah.
not easy.
So you make it work, you pull it together, and the whole time we had to be like, we're in Europe, this is amazing, we're outdoors at a cafe in Paris, let's not bitch about anything right now.
Right.
So we start in Lisbon, which Portugal, the capital, and talk about beautiful.
Mm.
I mean, it's what you picture when you picture old Europe. It's these windy, small alleyways with cobblestones and the white, that old dingy white wall, the cement walls with the winding staircases and the orange tile roofs for miles. And it's all the different levels, you know, you're up on a hill and you look out and there's the ocean.
I love that.
Beautiful. I can't describe. There's an old lady with a little table and she's selling cherry liqueur.
Oh.
For no reason. And the fish is great. Jerry the fish.
Yeah, out there you can just sell things. You
yes.
just see people selling stuff.
Exactly.
I made some buttons. I made a scarf. Have them. And then all the white Americans are like, whoa.
Yes, yes.
It's a scarf from Portugal.
Exactly. You get home and you go, this is trash. What
course,
is this?
Yeah. By the way, I'm moving right now. Everything I pick up, I'm like, oh, we bought this stuff of vagrant in Peru.
Yes,
throw
exactly.
It up in trash.
But, you know, there's a little trolley going through the town. There's a donkey pulling a cart full of frozen, like, what do you call icy?
Jizz.
What do you call those jizzes?
Slush.
Slush thing.
Italian
the lemon.
Ice.
The Italian ice type Ew. Thing. And I'll tell you, they got it down. It's one of those towns where it's so old that they haven't figured anything out since. Mm-hmm. You know, when a town, it's almost like a beautiful woman where you're like, oh my God, you're so hot. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
I'm not going to get a PhD. I'm smoking hot.
I see.
And then, you know, by the time you're 78, you're like, I probably should have done something.
Mm-hmm.
That's them.
Right.
They still look great, the shows are a little weird. It was a very big cultural divide. Like, what do you call that? A culture shock.
Ah, the shock.
Toxic shock syndrome. And I will say, the prettier the city, the worse the crowd.
Hmm, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah, which had some, I don't know what that has, some psychological thing to it. But you're right on the beach. The fish is still flopping on your plate. You got the sunset, the great air. I don't eat bread. I could eat it over there.
What do you mean?
Like, if I eat bread in America, I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, I still do it. I think I have a gluten intolerance. But I feel this full. I feel just kind of, it's hard to digest.
Uh-huh.
Over there, I'm eating bread like a vagrant in the 30s.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Just the air, the fish?
No, I think we got shit pumped in. We got chemicals. We got preservatives. We got bad water. We got, who knows, CDC. All that shit's in there.
I see. Wow, that's nice. Good bread, good air, good white walls.
Yeah, good
How
water.
How about the women?
Oh, the women, the bush women,
the Portuguese waitress.
Yes, beautiful, and they're a little snippy. You know, they're like, oh, American, uh-huh, and it kind of makes them hotter.
Oh, I love snippy.
Yes.
I want someone to really step on my balls and call me a homo.
Yeah, they'll do it for you. That's on the menu. So
Chuck, what are you doing after this?
They have less rules there. There's not as many, which hurts them and helps them. Like, there's no permits or regulations.
Red tape.
Yeah, so you go, this building is fucking slanted. Looks like Biden. It's like out here. It's drunk, you know, and you're like, what's going on there? They're like, well, they don't have codes.
Right.
So that building's from 1409, and it's when it falls, it falls.
You know what I always say, and I've said this for many, many years, traveling internationally, it's fun because it reminds you of all, it makes you long for all the things you love about America, because you miss
yes.
it. Yes. But it also makes you realize all the things you hate about America.
Yes.
All at the same time. It makes you like feel grateful and jealous at the same time.
Right. Well said. You know, you're like, oh, wow, look at these beautiful coffee shops. They're old, they're wooden, they're pretty, they got the hot barista, but then every now and then you're like, I just need a nice coffee and a bagel. Give me a Starbucks. Give me a Chipotle. I just need a burrito. I don't want to go to some place, sit down with a candle with a ton of wax on it, a tablecloth, and a picture of the Last Supper. Just give me a fucking, just give me a burrito bowl.
Exactly. That's like the perfect example. Like Paris, of course, which is like the greatest, the best, and I know you'll get there, but it's like, there's times you're like, you got to go to Paris. You eat. It's not just a meal. You sit and you converse and you talk politics.
Yes.
And you smoke cigarettes and you have dessert and it's just gorgeous and we're too fast in America. And then after about 3 days, you're like, give me my fucking meal.
Yes.
I want to go watch TV, fuck.
Exactly. Give me a prêt-à-manger. That's like, French, isn't it? I want to get a mediocre sandwich and a Sprite.
Yes, you're like, to go. And they're like, doo-doo. And I'm
yeah.
like, yes, give me my drink. I want to go over there with my fucking coffee, you frog cunt.
I know, you Eiffel Tower kook. But they're like, what's the hurry? I'm like, I don't want to lose the day.
Yes.
I don't want to spend my entire day in this shitbox.
Yes, I am in a hurry.
Yes.
I want to see the rest of your bullshit.
Yes, exactly. Mona Lisa, bitch. All right, so. Hey, folks. Tuesday Story is brought to you by Sheath Underwear. It's starting to get chilly outside. If you ever wished you could have a little jacket off for your dick, you're in luck. Sheath Underwear has two pouches, one for your dong and one for the balls. It keeps things separated so you can get on with your life without having everything mashed together downtown. It's all I wear. I'm wearing them right now. I swear to God, I'm looking at them. I'm touching myself. I'm sniffing them. They're not great. Just kidding. They smell good. They look good. They feel good. I wear them all year round. Love it. Separate church and state, Israel and Palestine. They need a little distance. Sheath Underwear is so comfortable and breathable, you'll never want to wear anything else.
If you don't have a dong, she has something for you. Check out the sports bralettes, boxer briefs, and boys shorts for the ultimate in comfort and style. Go to sheathunderwear.com and use code TWOSGAZE to get 20% off your first order. Plus, Sheath Underwear's 100% money-back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code TWOSGAZE. Get Sheath Underwear, support the show, and support your ball. Hey, hey, folks. Tuesday's Stories is brought to you by Manscaped. If you have stubble trouble, Manscaped has a solution. Their new Handyman Electric Face Shaver gives your face that smooth and chiseled finish without the mess of a traditional wet shave. You can shave up to 3 days of growth with this baby, and their skin-safe technology helps reduce nicks and cuts. Handyman has both a long hair leveler and foil shaver blade, so you can change up your look anytime with one device. I love the old Handyman. I keep it in my suitcase, and I got one in the medicine cabinet. The battery lasts a million years. I can trim the beehole, the taint, the face, the hair. Sometimes I'll snip around the ears when I get a little shaggy. Handyman features a 5-minute quick change for when you're short on time, and the rechargeable battery lasts for a full 60 minutes. It's compact, so it won't take up tons of space in a drawer, and it's airplane friendly, so you can take it on the go. Get 20% off free shipping with code TUESDAYS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code TUESDAYS.
So what's cool about Lisbon is we were out with this friend. May had a friend out there. She lives there. And at first you're like, you got a friend in Lisbon? She's like, yeah, she's a kook. She travels everywhere. I'm like, all right, great.
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah.
Hi, folks.
She goes, Liz Boner. So she goes, there's this one bar you got to go to. So we go to this bar. It's nothing but figurines on the wall. This bar is from 1801.
Oh.
Figurine, but they're all racist. So there's little Hitlers, and then there's like Jew caricatures, and then there's blackface guys, and then there's like black people with a banana, you know?
Oh, jeez.
And you're like, what the hell? This place would be canceled in 8 seconds in America. It's like the cancel rodeo. Can you make it? Woo! But over there, it's a bar. Look how crazy this was. They can appreciate, like, this is insane, right?
It's a throwback.
So I'm just walking around looking at it because it was fun to take in. It was like I was like Jerry with the toys, with the girls' house with the turkey.
Yes, tryptophan.
Yes, exactly. What's that thing that makes you tired? So have some more heavy gravy.
Heavy gravy.
But it was super cool, and you realize like, oh yeah, you can't do this anymore. Like that used to be a thing here. You know, you go, hey, remember this? It says what's my. I like my beer like I like my violence. Domestic. You know, that was a sign you'd see somewhere.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not my line. I remember seeing that on a bar. Wall.
It's on a popsicle stick, if I think.
But you can't really do that anymore. And I'm not saying we should go back to that, but it was fun to see. It was like a little it was a thing you don't see anymore, so it was fun. It was like you said, there's some good stuff, there's some bad stuff about America.
Hashtag TBT.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday.
There you go.
Remember Follow Friday? That kind of went the way of the dodo.
That did go. That was nice. Somebody would throw one at you, and you're like, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Twitter was new.
Oh, jeez. It was new, and it was still fun, and then it just turned into a cesspool of violence and hate.
I had a big tweet last night for the first time in 20 years. It was kind of a fun feeling.
Let's hear it.
Your number, and you're like, whoa.
Oh, that's a great feeling. People just hunt for that daily. It's almost like a slot machine. We're like, I want to hit. I got to hit one.
That was big. There was like 8 years of our careers.
Yes.
We were like, maybe this will hit.
Oh, yeah. I remember Michelle Wolf had like 5 in a row. She just kept hitting it.
She like blew up off of Twitter.
And then she got, I think, Seth Meyers off of Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the tweet?
Oh, it was Obama tweeted a photo of him and Michelle, and he said, God bless the most caring, loving, beautiful woman in the world. And I quote tweeted it and wrote, you guys are married. This could have been a text.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it was like a double meaning type of thing.
Right, right.
It was fun.
Love it.
Yeah, I did all right.
All right, so then we go straight from there to Amsterdam.
Ah, now you've been there many times. You love Amsterdam.
I love Am. I know it well. I know the streets. I know the smells. I know the pussy.
The triangle. The underwear triangle. Yo. That's all I ever think about. They're all on bike. If you've never been, I talk about every episode we mentioned Amsterdam. There's women in skirts riding bikes. You got that little panty triangle.
Oh,
I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Little blue, pink, any color you want.
It's the best, not to mention the red light district, the weed shops, the mushrooms, the canals, Jerry. I love the canals. They're lunch. You know, you got the little bridge over it with the roses on the banister, and at night the moon hits the canal, and you can just see down, and there's just so many canal streets going through, and the boats go by right under you. It's the best.
Those bikes, there's bikes everywhere, and truly the most beautiful women on the planet.
Crazy. They're all taller than me. They're blonder than me. They got more armpit hair than me, and the little houses are so cute. You just picture Anne Frank getting dragged out of there. It's exciting.
Whenever I'm there, I always think about that. You sit there, and you think of like that... Like there's like 50,000 Nazis came marching in.
The goose step on those cobblestones.
It's really like mind blowing. You're like
mind blowing.
They were right here. It's this. This is the thing about history that's so fun and crazy. You're like, this isn't a different place.
Yes,
it was this place.
Right,
like,
here.
The Nazis came in and everyone went
kicked the door open.
Yeah, it's really wild. And then and they fought back and everyone came back in and was like, whew, that was crazy.
Yeah. But they got a lot of them. So I wonder if any Nazis are like, this is a cool place. This is really pretty, these canals.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's all those photos of, like, Hitler in front of the Eiffel Tower and stuff.
Oh,
being like,
right.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This is ours.
There was two cities. He said Vienna and something else. Maybe Paris, where he was like, let's not fuck this up. This
right.
is kind of nice.
Yeah, well, he loved art, I think.
He loved art.
Vienna's the most... When I did the European tour, Vienna was the most spectacular
really?
City.
Really?
I've
never
beautiful.
Been.
Yeah, it's really something.
I gotta go there. He liked it. You and Hitler. Similar taste. Similar values. Amsterdam was great. And we met up with Doug Key. I had Sean Murphy opening up, and he was killing it. So then I met up with Doug Key, and he shows up. He adds a whole another layer to the mix.
Sure, a muscular layer.
Yes, a handsome guy. We were at one place, and this lady grabbed him by the shoulder and went, Shishito. And he was like, huh? And we looked it up. Means good looking.
Oh, no
just
kidding.
Just hit him on the shoulder. Just boom, Shishito.
Was she Asian?
No, I think it was a German word, but it was, I'm saying it wrong. Shishuka,
okay.
Shoshana.
It sounds like Shoshito.
It does, yeah.
Loba.
So, really cool. I do do the Amsterdam show. Weird crowd, because they give you like the, haha.
Right,
and then they
clap.
Yeah,
I think it's Dutch.
It's Dutch. Yes. What's that? Todd Gack. So, weird crowd, but I was like, I think that went well. All right. And then I go do the Tonight Show of Amsterdam.
No kidding.
Yeah.
With Tom Rhodes?
No, he's out. Actually, saw him at Skankfest.
Yeah. I didn't get to talk to him. But for the folks at home, Tom Rhodes, great comic, road dog, used to be the host of the biggest show in late night in Amsterdam.
That's right. That's
that was
right.
20 years ago.
Now it's a new guy who's very tall, has Conan hair. It's very strange. It's like a surreal, bizarro world. Like, am I on Conan? What is this?
No kidding.
But, you know, you drive out there, you talk to him. He loves comedy. He's like, I saw Neil Brennan. I saw Mulaney. I saw this guy. I saw that guy. I was like, oh, wow. And I do a desk piece. I got to do panel.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to get that footage.
It's on YouTube.
It's already on?
I ripped it off of his. I put it on mine.
So do you come and do a set first?
No set, just panel. And the crowd was of all different places, all different nationalities, and they all knew English. They're so nice that they learn our language.
Yeah, well, it's a big language.
So he does a whole monologue like, in the fucking Dutch bullshit, and you know, he's killing, he's got the suit on. It's very American. And then he does some pieces with a video, you know, he throws to the visual aids.
And if that's all scoot.
Yeah, all that. He's killing, they're all laughing, and like, and even their laugh is different. They're like, you know. And then they bring me out and he goes, I'm going to switch to English now. And the audience is like, oh shit, all right, English. And then I come out and we start vibing, and he's like, well, you're partaking in all the festivities, and I go, you damn right. I pull out mushrooms out of my pocket.
Totally acceptable?
Totally acceptable there. It's a different world. They don't give a shit.
Right.
No one tackled me. No one's like, that's a grade A narcotic, you know? And we got a good laugh. And he's like, I got to tell you, coming here and doing mushrooms and fucking a hooker is weird. Like, we don't, that's like going to Times Square every day for us. Like, we don't go there. That's tourist bullshit.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point. But I am a tourist, so fuck it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I guess you can't just be tripping and fucking prostitutes every day.
Got to go to work.
But unless... I wonder how many, the percentage of red light prostitution, whatever you call it, purchases.
Patrons.
Are visiting, and how many are from the suburb? Because you've got to think, if you grew up in Whitman, Massachusetts, and you're like, hey, over here in Dedham, Mass, there's a bunch of women lit up with red lights, and you can fuck them.
Yeah.
I'd be doing a pilgrimage down there.
Every now and then. Might as well.
Yeah, of course.
I'd say it's probably 90-10, 95-5. I'd say it's...
Which way?
It's mostly tourists.
Interesting.
I think some British bloke gets hammered and goes, all right, let's go to that window shopping.
Well, it makes sense to be a higher percentage because it's like Amsterdam versus the field. I mean, that's the whole world.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And Europe, it's just the traveling is so close. So.
True. So we hightail out of there, and we go to Oslo, Norway.
Yes.
You've been.
I've been there many times. Not many times, but four times.
Yeah. It's a different world. It's a little gloomy. It's a little serious there.
Yes.
The people have a puss on. They're blonde. They're tall. They're rugged. And it's less party time excellent.
Right.
But still cool, still fun, still pretty. Crowd was white hot.
Oh,
great crowd.
Did you do that comedy club?
I did.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot crowd.
Great crowd. Yeah. Everybody got up. We did a comedy club after the show. So we do a great theater show. Great crowd. Crazy crowd. And it was good because Amsterdam is very clappy. Lisbon was a little wonky. And this was like, ah! And then we go over to the comedy club. That was fun. Guy tried to bang me and the lady together. That was weird.
Wow.
And then we get out of there and we go, what is this? And they go, this is the Oslo Museum. You can walk on the roof. We go, oh, okay. We go walk on the roof. You see the whole city. And I go, what is that down there by the river? The river goes through the town. And some guy is, those are saunas. And I go, ooh, I'd like to hit the sauna. Ooh. So we walk down, talk to the sauna guy. It's a couple activists, these hippy dippies. They run a floating sauna on the river. The river's ice cold.
What?
You jump in the river, and then you get up on this makeshift raft they built with saunas all wooden, and you go sauna, and you can do it back and forth all day.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
So we're like, we got to do that, but it's too late. They're like, you got to book an appointment. And we're like, God. And they're like, we have something for tomorrow at 8 a.m., and we're like, oh, it's a little early. And then we're like, our flight's at 1. Fuck it, let's do it.
You got to do it. I mean, that sounds incredible. They didn't have that when I was banging.
Yeah.
I mean, the lake to the hot tub or whatever the fuck.
The river.
Sauna.
But it just shows how much cleaner they are. We can't jump into the East River and do a little of the, ooh, you know, spit up out there and do a backstroke. That's not going to work.
No, they got to figure it out over there in Europe. They just clean things up. It's nice. It's less pollution. They're all on board. They're all like, ah, we should pull the carbon out and put it in the ground. That makes sense.
They're all green.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a better system over there. And like, if you, they don't litter, like, why would I throw trash in my city? That's stupid. And we're like, oh, we just don't want to hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, but it's your city. And we're like, somebody will get it.
Yeah, they take care of the stuff over there.
They take care of their stuff. So we wake up early.
Flip
and
it.
GIF. We wake up early, we pop in, and it was so fun. And it, you know, you're tired, but it wakes you up. You get in that river. Wow, baby, it is ice cold.
I love a cold water dip. I like a natural cold water
dip.
The pool with the ice, I'm like, okay.
An ice bath, it's like, it's a little forced.
It's fun, it's whatever, but it doesn't have the nature. I like the nature. It heals, Jerry.
Also, an ice bath, you kind of have to maneuver. It's always some metallic tube that you got to, like, step into, and then this was just jump.
You got to jump in. It's the same with the ocean. I like running into the ocean. That's fine. But the preference, of course, is off a boat, off a cliff, off a dock. I want to just submerge.
Dockers. So, yeah, that was great. We fly out of there, and we go straight to Dublin.
Ah, Dublin. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Dublin is a special place.
You got that right.
It's small. It's a postage stamp of a city, but the people were so nice. You get the English again, which is nice.
Of course. It's a fine country. It's the home country, the old country, small dicks. I love it. By the way, they speak English, but not always easy to understand.
Oh, they run through it. You're like, hey, buddy, but in my favorite, what time's the show? I'll tell you that, brother. You're like, whoa, you gotta put spaces.
That wasn't English, Keith.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic.
So it's a lot of this. We got there early. Doug Key is a fucking wizard with his fingers. He fingered my ass, and we went to he set up a couple bar shows. So we go out, we land in Dublin, we're tired, but we go, I want bangers and mash, and I want some Irish hootenanny.
Sure.
So they tell us, you got to go to Darkie Kelly's.
Darky Kelly.
That's what I said.
Sounds like one of those dolls. That's a Spice Girl.
Yeah. That was a figurine in Lisbon at the bar. We go, all right, we'll go to Darky Kelly's, and then we'll go to Chinky McGee's after that. But we go to Darky Kelly's, and there's an old man, oh, I'll tell you, Terry. He's got the accordion and everything, and the whole place is packed because it felt touristy, which it was, but it was all locals in there.
Oh, wow.
And it's so Boston. Like, you know, the lady's from Boston pretty much. So she's like, oh, my God, I feel home. It's exactly the same.
Well, that's another thing I always say is, like, we go to all the way to Ireland. You're so excited to go to the bars. And you're like, oh, we nailed this.
Nailed it.
Like, all the bars in Boston, New York, and some in Chicago, too, are, like, they're 175-year-old Irish. But, like, McSorley's feels just like any bar in Dublin.
Oh,
it's almost
easily
disappointing.
I know. There's not enough separation. I was like, this is very familiar. I don't feel like I'm traveling.
Right.
So you get there. We get the food. The food was great. We listened to the music. We had a couple of Guinnesses, as you do. Doug's like, there's a set cooking if you want to get up. And I go, I don't know. Ah, fuck it. Let's go. It was killer. And then you meet all the comics. And now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
Because these comics are, they're good eggs. They're excited. They're young. They're Irish. They love American comedy. So they go, hey, you can do this show. Here's another show. Here's another show. I heard you're at Vicker Street tomorrow. We'll film you. And ooh. I go, oh, my God, that would be great. And then they go, yeah, we gave them passes. They show up. Vicker Street was unreal. It's one of the most magical venues in the world. It's kind of like a Wilbur, where it's a big room, but it feels intimate.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a fun show. I saw your old pal,
Duncan Meyer?
Desmond? Denny?
Des Bishop?
No, he's an older guy. He runs Vodafone.
Oh, right. What is his name?
D something. D Snyder.
Delicious.
D Cup.
D Brown. Is it D? Yeah, it's a different name. It's a unique name.
Demi,
I can look it up via the email. But
great
boy, it's
guy.
Been a while. Love that festival.
You know,
what the fuck is his name?
He reps Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Well, you know that story. I saw Ed Sheeran, like an invite only, 150 seats. And I left early because I was like, I don't know what this is.
I don't get it. This ginger queef is zappy.
I left early and there was like literally 1,000 teenage girls like, ah!
Oh,
I opened
the
door just because I got a glimpse of him. And I was like, can I give my wristband to somebody? And they were like, nah, you don't, can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all these teenage girls just watched me cut off my VIP bracelet and throw it in the trash. Like, sorry.
That's great.
What the fuck is that guy's name? I'll think of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just saw him.
I know. I signed a poster for him. I can't even think of his name.
I'm going to find it.
Well, either way, Vicker Street was amazing. They filmed it. I got a great clip out of it. It did well on Instagram. And then I just want to say those guys were so nice. And we went to a bar, and it was my birthday. I didn't tell anybody. And I was like, I don't want the birthday hoopla. We go to a bar the night before. We're sitting there drinking Guinnesses with the 4, 5, 6 Irish comics. And they're all talking to you, and you're going, you're getting it, but you really got to pay attention.
It's not easy.
Yeah. And before I know it, there's a guy singing, and he goes, I want to give a shout out to a funny young lad, Mark Norman, right? I'm like, ah, they all laugh.
That's
fun. It was fun. But it was right after I said, I don't want any hooplas. It was perfect timing. We clink glasses. We have about 98 Guinnesses. And then we get out of there and we go to Berlin.
Ah, Berlin. Hello, little darling Berlin.
Now, you want to talk about goose step? I mean, you can feel it in the air there. It's still fresh. The body's still warm.
They got a great Holocaust museum there.
I went.
Yeah, it's fun.
Not fun,
but it's great.
Well, they run it like a Nazi. They kicked me out. They put me on a train. They threw my luggage in the garbage. I was like, geez, this is on brand. But go to Berlin, do the cool show. And I made fun of Nazi stuff for like 20 minutes, and they ate it up.
Yeah, they got a sense of humor over there.
They do, because I hear it's illegal to make Jew jokes, but I was, call me an outlaw, because they were flying.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's one of the perks of being the outsider. Like, ah, he's a dumb American, let him cook.
But illegal to make Jew jokes, that feels like very, you know, no jokes. It feels fascist.
Yeah, well, I think they're being nice. They're like, no, you can't make Jew jokes. We did enough.
I guess so, but it's, you know.
Yeah, it's a weird rule.
It's like a catch-22.
Uh-huh.
The more rules you try to make, the more you're like, hey, what's going on here? You're pressing me?
Good for the goose is good for the gander.
I assume the Jews can make Jew jokes.
Yeah, they can do it. It's like the N-word.
Oh, okay.
Jews can say it. So do that show. We go, everybody says, what should we do here? So next night we take a couple mushrooms. We go to this rock show called, Nature of Language.
Nature of Language. I like that.
Something like that.
Sounds more like a novel, but I like it.
Forces of Nature, Natures of Language. Give that a goog, Chuck. Rock band.
Germany.
Force of Language. I think they were British or American.
Oh, okay.
But I took some mushrooms, and I had the best time of my life. And it's funny how chill rock has gotten. I haven't been to a rock show in a while. We saw a band of horses who still have some testicles.
But they're a bit chill also.
They're a little chill too.
Yeah.
But this is just like a lot of synth, you know, and a lot of like, lover, you know, all that shit. And they're good, but even the name, like Tame Impala, everything's tame. Vampire Weekend. It's not Vampire, it's Weekend, you know. It's all very not scary.
Right.
Like, it used to be Anthrax.
Yeah, sure. I think you could still find some thrash
Poison.
Metal.
Okay.
Could it be Nation of Language?
That's it. Nation of Language. Apparently they're big, but we got free tickets.
Brooklyn. They came from Brooklyn.
Oh,
started
wow.
in 2016.
I go to Berlin. I see a fucking Brooklyn band.
Nation of Language out of Brooklyn. I'll give them a sniff.
Give them a sniff. They're very 80s. It's the synthy kind of Duran Duran-y, which they're good. It was just like, I wanted a little more oomph.
The beautiful paper.
Yes. Fuck me like an animal, will you? Yeah. Hey, add that to the list of effects.
No, thank you.
No effects. Yeah, that's the synth. And we leave there. And we Berlin has got some cool areas. And the lady goes, well, if we're here, we should go to a sex club. And I was like, I don't know. What the hell are we doing? I can't go to a sex club. It's a fun idea. And she's like, fuck it, let's do it. I go, you know what? You're right. But then you go to a sex club, you got to dress the part.
Right.
So we had to go to a sex shop where they sell the boots, they sell the garters, they sell the fucking neck collar and the ball gag and the get mask and the whip and the chains. And that was silly.
Now, how much is that? What is that running you? Hey. Are they cheap or are these like real leather? You're spending 1,000 Krauts or whatever you call it.
It's all cheap shit. It's all Chinese plastic and fake pleather. But I'm just buying. I went to a hardware store. I said, give me the doggy bag and the like the leash. I'll take the cat leash. You know, I don't want to go. I don't need the authentic Marilyn Manson collection.
Right.
So I get the fishnets. I just wear Manscaped underwear. I had a pair of Manscaped underwear. They were black.
There you go.
I got fishnets under it. I bought a mesh top. I put on the choke collar, and I go, I'm good. I can't do the whole thing, but Doug and the lady went all out. If you look at my Instagram, you can see the photo. Doug
you looked pretty all out. I mean, you had fishnets and eye makeup.
That was me on the cheap. I was like, I'm going to really cut corners here.
It was enough for me to rethink our relationship.
Okay, well, that counts. But Doug went full boot. Up to here, leather boot, 6-inch riser, straps, you know, leather boot up to here.
Wow.
If you look at his photo, then he got a mesh shirt with the garter thing and the strap on and a dick in his ass, and he did his hair back, and he got sunglasses, and he put on eyeliner. I mean, he went in.
Wow.
So the lady's got the top out, the tits out. She's wearing fishnet with no bra. So it's just all double D.
Wow.
Yeah, and Dee Snider.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, so here's the catch, and then here's the clinker, and I know we got to wrap this up.
Clink it up.
We go, all right, we got tickets to the Kit Kat Club, we got on the list.
Okay.
Thanks to the promoter. He works the magic, and it starts at 10, goes till 5 the next day.
Right.
It's one of these things. You know, everybody does ketamine and opioids or whatever, so... We go, well, we better get there early because I don't want to stay there till 5. I'd like to leave maybe at 5 a.m. You know, a couple of grandmas here. I don't want to stay the whole till sunshine.
Right.
So we get there at 10, full garb.
Yeah.
We look in. It's 10 p.m. There's no one even in line. There's no one there. The bouncers are like eating a little bit before the show starts, you know. And I'm like, let's hang back. But we're in the full getup.
Right.
So now we go to like a bar and we're sitting there. I'm like, I'll have a of a Bud Light. I'm in the full thing with the eye mask on and everything. And the guy's like, all right, Bud Light's a bunch of old German guys who are like, what's up with Americans?
Yeah, you're dressed like Autobahn, the band.
Yeah, Otto Schindler. And I go in and I go, well, we should eat something. We go across the street to the shawarma place. So now I'm eating shawarma outside dressed like this with all these guys. And then we finally see a line cook. It's all right. Well, all right, let's get in there because I can't be out here anymore. It's too vulnerable.
It's like when Halloween in New York, when you go to a party and the whole time you're on the subway, you're just dressed as a cowboy.
Exactly.
Like, hi, everybody. I'm sorry. Exactly. I have a party to go to. I couldn't afford a lift.
Right. I'm Batman. Hold on. Once I get to the party, it'll work.
Right.
So finally we get in, and then the bouncer's a douche, of course. He's like, oh, Americans, your outfit, it's not great. And we're like, oh, we didn't know. And he's like, you speak German? And we're like, nah, we're dumb Americans. And he's like, how come I got to learn your language? You don't have to learn mine. And we're like, I don't know. We don't live here. I'm sorry. You're a Nazi. And he goes, all right, get in there. So we get in. We go, we got in. We turn around. Everybody is getting in with normal clothes on, like trench coats and shit. There's lockers. So what you do is you go to the locker, you take your Argyle sweater off, and then you put on your fucking G-string.
Oh, you're not supposed to be walking around like that.
No, we're idiots. And every gal in there, they only let in smoke shows or anomalies. So you could be a smoking hot lady with a great body, and they're all naked with just like, you know, straps here and there. You can see everything. And then a midget or a really fat guy or a really fat lady or a tattooed person or a pierced up person. So that was the catch.
It's like Skankfest.
Basically. With no hot women. There. So you get in there, and we do nightclubs all wrong, Jerry. It's a giant warehouse full of different rooms. It used to be an apartment building. So you're going up different floors. There's a pool. There's a tango room. There's a techno room. There's a bunch of sex rooms.
Wow.
There's a dominatrix room where a guy's just getting whipped in laying on a gurney. And then there's another place where a woman's pouring wax on a hot naked lady, and she's like, oh, you just get to watch.
Wow, it's like Eyes Wide Shut. Now, does it cost a ton of money to get in?
$20
cover. Does each room cost more money?
No, once you're in, you're in. And no phones. There's a bar every now and then so you can keep drinking. And everybody's doing drugs out in the open. I saw a lady do a line and then go back to blowing a guy.
Wow.
I saw just girls riding guys. One lady was getting spanked with a fly swatter, and then he fucked her in the ass right after that. We're just at the bar like, holy shit. And you're trying to play it cool. Like, you don't want to be like, oh, shit, he's fucking her in the ass. Oh, my God, I'm shaking Doug, you know.
Now, do they get mad if you're just watching? Because some of these places, if you're just staring, they're like, hey, beat it.
Not really, because there's no security, really. Once you're in, and they just assume you're good.
Right.
I'm sure there's been places where women are like, ah, this guy's touching me, and a guy runs in or something. But they said it's mostly ODs in there.
Oh.
All right, and we'll wrap it up with this. So eventually, we're in there for hours. We're drinking. They took a little mushrooms. I didn't. And, you know, we're just kind of like, this is crazy. And you think you're going to go in there and be turned on. But you're really just like, it's so much for the senses.
Right.
You know, you see a hot lady dive in a pool and then just lay on her back. And you're like, oh, my God. Then you look over here and there's a giant 400-pound guy jerking off or eating a girl out or whatever. Or there's a midget on top of a guy's shoulders and he's like doing the ride 'em cowboy.
It's incredible.
It was incredible. It's really incredible. You go to a nightclub here, it's just ooch, 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 glow sticks and bottle service. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, someone eat someone out.
Please. So eventually I turn to the wife and I go, we got a bang in here. Like, this is crazy. I think I already told this.
That's all right. Tell it anyways.
Well, we got a bang in here. We go bang. I told this, and the guy jerked off next to us, and I had to call it. I was like, that's it. I'm out.
I think you might have told him the bonus. Or did you tell him the app?
I didn't hear it.
Maybe you told him the bonus.
Did you listen to the app?
Not the bonus.
Yeah, I think it's on the bonus.
I didn't listen to the bonus yet. I just got it last night.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
I don't think it's in the episode.
So I got the wife in the techno room. There's an upstairs where just people are dancing. There's couches. And I got her on a table, legs apart, akimbo, and I'm going in, standing up, and the whole time, just head on a swivel. And I there's so many people around that I was like, let me just turn you over here. I want to face this way. There's too many people over there.
Sure.
Like, I could see people over her. Fuck it. Like, I was fucking her. There's people in the distance. So I was like, this is weird. And I turned her. Now I'm fucking her doggy style. She's got her hand on a rail, and I'm really giving it to her.
Two rails.
Yeah. And this guy behind me goes, and I go, huh? And he goes, me next? And I go, what? Get the hell out of here. But that's common nature over there. That's sure, that's yeah. regular. That's normal. So I go, nah, get out of here. And he's like, oh, geez, sorry. Like, I'm the asshole. And then I'm kind of like, I'm getting a little antsy. I'm like, this is weird. I'm not going to finish. There's too much going on. Too much stimulus. There's Marilyn Manson playing. And then I look to my left, and this old guy, I'm talking 69 years old, ironically, is jerking it like, and I go, that's it. I'm out. And I called an audible, and the wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, we're getting out of here. This is too much. And she was like, what? I was getting into it. I was like, ah, it's over. Look at this guy. And she's like, oh, my God. All right, let's go.
God, at least get him to subscribe to the Patreon or the YouTube.
Wow. I saw too many pipes. It was all pipes, and I had to wrap it up. And I was like, we can say we did it. We did the damn thing. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah, stick a thumbtack in the map. You're fucked in a whorehouse or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. Put a pin in it, bucket list, and then, you know, I go find Doug, and he's got like seven wenches laying on him, massaging him, hitting him with a big leaf, you know. And I was like, all right, well, that's good to watch, and we'll tell the rest later. I went too long. Sorry, that was a little much.
Now, let me ask you this. Do they allow phones in there? Do they
no.
bag the phone?
Okay. God, no. They take the phone immediately.
Wow. I got to get back to Berlin. Now, we went to Berlin Christmas 21 or whatever, and it was all the vax was new. It was all vax cards. Everything was closed. And our host took us around and was like, this is where crazy shit happens, but it's closed. You can't go in there right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go back to Berlin with my son and fuck in front of him.
Yeah. It was COVID friendly. It was AIDS friendly. It was everything. They still got like scurvy in there. There's so much contact with people. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I guess that's why it was at the time. They were like, no dice.
Yeah. I mean, none of that could last in America. The whole thing would get shut down ASAP.
Well, I think they have that, but it's like super secret. You're like, you got to meet on Reddit and go to an apartment.
Yes, yes. This is pretty, it's in the phone book. You know, yeah, this is wide open.
You can't just go to Chili's and start eating your wife out.
Right. I mean, this place, I Yelped it. That's how normal it is.
Wow. All right. Well, then we got to wrap it up. No, no. It's all fascinating. Did you have the fish in Norway, by the way?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Very good. Very good fish. I mean, I was swimming with them.
Mean piece of fish.
Yeah, but I got more. I'll tell next week.
All right. Well, we got to thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I got no dates until November. Oh, shit. 17 and 18. DC Improv. I've never done the DC. Oh, I've done it with DiPaolo. I haven't headlined there ever in my life.
Wow.
So. 17th and 18th. Maybe I'll see Sean Joyce down there. I've missed that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's not mad that I'm doing some other rival room. But 17 and 18, Washington, D.C. People have been asking. That's like a very requested city.
Yes.
So buy those tickets up. We're supposed to do Thursday. We took away the Thursday, so I don't want to leave my child. He'll be fucking 20 days old at the time.
Wow.
So come to that, D.C. Improv, and watch the special and all the stuff. Netflix, YouTube, 3 specials on YouTube. Subscribe, leave a comment.
Get on the Patreon.
The Patreon's kicking ass. My apartment's too expensive. My child's too expensive.
Yes, and thanks for coming out to the Gramercy if you came out. That was a hot show.
Oh, my God.
Wait till
you
hear that puppy. I don't know when that's coming out, but that was a banger.
Yeah, that ruled.
All right, I'm all over the road. MarkNormanComedy.com. Just added new dates. Get on the Patreon. Get a mug. Get a T-shirt. And more fun stuff cooking. We got things in the hopper. Dennis Hopper. So, we'll see you out on the road there, folks. No one wants to be themselves.